We're going back to Lambeau Field. Mark Sanchez.
You know, we hats off first of all to the Packers. They played outstanding in all phases, and we did quite the opposite. You know, speaking from an offensive perspective, we just didn't get going early enough. We started to move the ball, and then we kind of stuttered a little bit, and then it didn't look as sharp as we should have. And I thought the game plan was good. I thought the week of prep was perfect. I thought, you know, we came in here with the right mindset, and sometimes that's the way it goes. And like I said, they played outstanding, and we played pretty poorly.
Mark, why did you look?
Oh, just taping it up during the game.
Your shoulder got hit on one of those early sacks. Is that what happened?
I mean, it's a physical game. You take a good shot, and it never feels good, but that's just the way it went early. I was proud of the way guys fought. You know, a lot of us took some good hits and got right back up and kept playing. So I'm proud of our effort. I'm proud that nobody was out there quitting. Nobody was pointing fingers at each other. We are a family, and things aren't ever perfect in a family. So it wasn't our night, and that's just the way it goes.
Mark, what was the game plan going in, knowing you were facing Aaron Rodgers and that type of offense?
Well, I mean, obviously we needed to help our defense out and score some points. Just like every week, that's the game plan. You know, I thought the type of plays we had, the things we practiced all week were on point. I thought, we just got out executed. Offense, defense, special teams, coaches, you know, that was coach's message after the game, that we're all in on this. And, you know, now we're going to find out who we are, what kind of team we have. It's easy when you're on the other end of this thing, like we were last week. And, you're on national TV and everything's going great and you can't miss and we score a lot of points and defense, you know, special teams score. That's fun and it's easy. But now it's tough. And this is going to be a really good test for this team. So I'm excited because I think we have the type of players that can bounce back from this.
What's going on between you and Jason with the center exchange? It seems like there's some kind of...
Yeah, I just, you know, I got to field them and, we got to... Ball security starts at the quarterback center, so that's my job to get that right.
What did you find out tonight about who you guys are?
Well, I know for sure that this team won't quit no matter what, and that's going to be important because down the stretch here, we're going to need to fight to the finish and come back and get a great win next week. But it's going to start with the way we bounce back in the film room, how we're going to take to the coaching, you know, and there should be some hard coaching, myself included. Plenty of things that we need to clean up, and it starts with the quarterback, so we'll do that.
Sorry.
Yep. When you don't convert early on third downs, we got to find a way to make that happen because it puts a lot of pressure on the defense and special teams and gave them a lot of good field position. So that's never what you want to have happen, and that was unfortunate.
In the second half, what do you attribute the turnovers?
At that point, you know, we're trying to make some plays down the field and, buy some time in the pocket and make some things happen. And, you know, like I said, it just didn't go our way. Hats off to them for not, you know, going in at halftime thinking this thing was over and coming out and laying an egg in the second half. They played just as hard in the second half as they did the first half. And, I thought it really showed and, we got a lot of cleaning up to do, but we can do that. We have the group, we have the talent, we have the coaching that can come right back from something like this.
Mark, there are going to be people who look at the numbers that they play tonight, say two interceptions, fumbles. This is the turnover. This is the guy who turned the ball over like he did with the Jets. How do you respond? You know, what do you say to somebody?
Look, that's, you know, the way some of these games go. And, I feel like there's plenty of things to get better, and we'll concentrate on that. But to be totally honest, whether we won 100-0 or we lost the way we did, just like last week, what everybody else says on the outside really doesn't affect what we have going on in our building. We're a tight-knit group. Like I said, we're a family. So we'll clean it up in-house, and we'll be ready to go next week.
In the first half, that 3rd-and-2 in the red zone, what did you see on that play?
We didn't execute. And it was too bad. It was really too bad.
Mark, you took some big hits there in the first half. How much was it key, the defensive push they were able to get on your line?
Oh, it was an active group, and... for the most part, we kept them out. They just got a couple shots, and It's going to be like that every game. You can't keep them out the entire time. You know, these defenses are so good that you know, they're going to get a shot, and that's you know, why we got to be so sharp in our passing game with our timing, and got to get the ball out as fast as I can and take the pressure off the O-line, just like they try and help me out when I hang on to it back there. They'll fight the extra second or 2 seconds to really keep them out. So we'll get those things cleaned up.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks. Appreciate it.